USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are pushing ahead with their impeachment probe after the White House blocked an official from appearing before Congress. Ambassador Gordon Sondland had arrived in Washington from Brussels for the deposition, but preventing his testimony may have been approved by the president, who tweeted, "I would love to send Ambassador Sondland to testify, but unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court." House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says the refusals will be looked at directly as an impeachable offense.
To be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
A new Washington Post poll finds the majority of Americans, 58%, support the impeachment inquiry, and 28% of Republicans back the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Talk show host Ellen DeGeneres answers social media critics after sitting next to former President George W. Bush at an NFL game this past Sunday. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Like he was, Ellen was a guest in the owner's box at the Cowboys-Packers game in Dallas.
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. So people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And
on Monday, DeGeneres said on her talk show, Ellen, that it was a good example of the need for more tolerance and kindness.
I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 314 points, the S&P 500 down 46, and the NASDAQ down 133. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is standing firm after receiving a lot of backlash over his view on the Hong Kong protests. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball craze, China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing the NBA commish, to which Beverly Hallberg, president of the District Media Group, says,
"When was the last time you saw Ted Cruz and Chuck Schumer agree on anything? Apparently there are still some issues that bring Republicans and Democrats together, and I think this is one that definitely warrants it." What's interesting about it is that Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, has long said that he stands up for the free speech rights of players and those affiliated with the NBA. You mentioned some examples there when players have spoken out. You had LeBron James, who's called President Trump a bum. You have coaches, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, who have tweeted about their position on gun control. But apparently it's a step too far when you call out the Chinese government indirectly. And something to know about China, they kill their citizens. Currently there are 3 million people who are in concentration camps. You can stand up for the Chinese people and still call out the Chinese government. But I think what this comes down to, and people are rightly seeing, that the messaging war on this, it really shows that the NBA's bottom line is about the bottom line.
Hallberg was speaking there on Fox Business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.